All right, we got a special guest joining us on the Outdoor Show today. Jason Snyder, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm actually happy that you decided to kind of join us today and talk about something that is a non-traditional outdoor sport, not only on the show, but just in general here in the UP. But it's kind of neat. We're going to talk about surfing Lake Superior, actually surfing the Great Lakes in general today.
Absolutely.
Obviously, specifically, you are a Great Lakes surfer. You have been for a while.
Yep, I've been surfing the Great Lakes for 4 years now, so I'm still a newcomer to the area.
And just so folks know, you probably do spend the primary amount of your time on Lake Superior, right?
It all depends on the season. We split our time quite a bit between Lake Superior and Lake Michigan.
Okay.
You know, if the winds and the swells coming out of the south, there's places in Lake Michigan you can surf. You know, if it's coming out of the north, northwest, or east, there's always places up here you can surf. So it really depends on the season and the direction.
And if you've ever driven around Presque Isle when there's been a big nor'easter or a northern wind, you've probably seen you and a handful of other people out there surfing in the cove.
Yeah, there's a good 20, 25 people up here with boards and wetsuits that will go out when they can, when their schedules fit, when the wind comes in, because, you know, when there are waves, it's few and far between. And so your window is like 2 or 3 hours. And if it doesn't fit your work schedule, you're kind of just out of luck.
Now, some of the things that I understand about surfing that are different in the Great Lakes. Number one, obviously the conditions are a lot different for the best surfing compared to, say, Hawaii or California. The best surfing weather is typically in the coldest months. Is that correct?
Yeah. And, you know, I wouldn't say it's necessarily the best weather, but the conditions that bring surf in is usually between October and January, or October until the lake freezes. You know, because it's the storms that bring it in. When you're in the ocean, what happens is you get a big storm front, you know, way out by Hawaii that creates all of this energy that comes in and hits California, but the storm is still way out there.
Right.
Here, you're often surfing in the storm. And so the conditions are completely different. You know, the wind is actually blowing the tops of the waves off in the direction that you're surfing. So like you see all these great shots from Hawaii and stuff, and you see the spray blowing off the back of the wave. Here, the wind is coming the other direction, and it changes the wave shapes quite a bit.
And I'd like to ask you a few more questions, if I could, just about what to look for. If you could hang around in our next Outdoor Report, we'll continue this discussion about surfing Lake Superior.
Absolutely.
Jason Snyder from Marquette, and he'll be back with us in our next Outdoor Report a little later this hour, talking Lake Superior surfing right here on The Outdoor Show.